on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Yeah, time's on 19 to 10. That talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got, this is Ken Harley on the line up at Mareeba. G'day, Kenny.
G'day, John.
What are you saying today?
A couple of things, mate, if you don't mind. Mm. First of all, congratulations again to Dave Raymond.
Yeah.
This morning I just read something that he wrote in his Facebook page where he appealed to his colleagues to give him a hand in the coming election. And then he has one sentence there that says it all. He says to them, to the other coppers, and I suppose there's more ex-coppers than there is coppers now, but he says to them all, you know what needs to be done. Mm. He's saying to the coppers, you fellas, you people, you know what needs to be done. And I think he said, I think that says it all. Mm. I think that the resource of the knowledge, the experiences of those current and ex-coppers, the ones at street level, I'm not talking about the bosses because usually they lean to the left, a lot of them these days, but you're a short leg or something. But the guys and the girls on the ground and the guys and the girls that were on the ground one time before they left the police force, not the police service, the police force is what it should be.
Exactly.
Anyhow, matey. Dave saying, you know what needs to be done.
Mm.
And that says it all, I reckon.
Mm.
Second thing, John, that Shane Pryor, what a bloke. What a bloke with guts.
Yes.
What a bloke who says it exactly how it is.
Mm.
You know, when he says, and it tells us, you know, people are a bit critical of the police and what, you know, why this and why that. And he talks about the three police cars available in Cairns for the whole of the Cairns area, police district or whatever you call it, with only two trainees in each car and a senior officer.
Yes.
So in effect, there's only three coppers available in three cars. The juniors, you know, they've got to be looked. The poor bloody seasoned copper, at some situations, would be so busy looking after those two juniors and watching for their welfare, he wouldn't be able to do his, or they wouldn't be able to do their job anyhow.
Exactly.
So, you know, and then, you know, when he talks about how desperate they feel in something that happened at my home in Mareeba at the time, where we had 15 violent children with star pickets parading in the street and threatening and throwing rocks and things. And the two coppers that turned up had to come from Atherton.
Oh, no.
And whilst they were there with us, looking after us, because my neighbours there are in their 70s and one's even up into their 90s, so while they were there making sure these grubs didn't come back, their phone or radio, whatever it's called, was crackling. And the bloke said to me, we've got two domestic violences in progress here in Mareeba town.
Mm.
And the other copper said, well, we can't leave here. We can't leave here. So I had to let it happen. You know, imagine how desperate as a worker, just a worker, how desperate they must feel.
Mm.
So now, John, the one that really rocks the boat for me and a lot of other people, our pensioners' cottages came under siege again over the weekend. 15 to 20 young people rocking, throwing stones, and it was after midnight, throwing stones and threatening the people, the poor old buggers in the little pensioners' community there. A lot of people know it opposite over the road and over the old railway line from Coles in Mareeba. Windows smashed and all the rest of it. One old lady raking at her five times. In recent times, five times. One resident that I actually wrote a story on, Enough's Enough Mareeba, I ran into him in the Mareeba hospital. Break-and-entered four times. Break-enter and steal his car of those two times, of those four.
Mm.
His only form of recreation that was left to him was to go wandering. He was an old fossicker. He fossicked around for minerals, stones and stuff.
Mm.
And that was his joy. And imagine how nice that would be in your late 70s and early 80s to be able to do that. But they knocked his car off and all the rest of it. And he shuffled out of the hospital and I said to the nurse, that old man is sick. And she said, "Yes, Ken," she said, "he doesn't sleep, he doesn't eat, he's really tense, he doesn't go out and visit people, he doesn't go fossing and running anymore, and that is what's making him sick." Yeah. And I can repeat that story over and over again.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just how hopeless we have become, John. If you think, if you travel to Mareeva and you go and you see there's various pensioners groups around the place in little settlements, it was a great thing back in its day.
Mm.
They're all easy picking, and this has been going on now for years, at least 3 years. Since it's become very serious when one old lady got really, really done over there.
Mm.
And yet, John, still no fences. Still no security lighting. These belong to some department somewhere. Still no fences. One of the people I talked to said, "I'd love to have a dog and I'd put the fence up at my expense, but I'm not allowed to."
Oh,
this is madness.
Really?
This is madness. But if they're pensioners' cottages, John, any person with a bit of humanity wouldn't mind if in our taxes the provision was made for security people. And they were walking around the various locations and they had a bloody big dog with them.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have a problem, like I'm talking about, with those rocks coming through the windows.
Mm.
Not with that person wandering around with that bloody dog.
Yes.
We wouldn't have a problem. And what would be the cost? Like the cost of the repairs over there now, offset them against that person's wage or cost, not wages, the costs are a lot more. But, you know, simple little things with a bit of humanity attached to them.
Yeah.
And what taxpayer or ratepayer or whatever it is would object to that? None. And then we go, and Dennis McKinley sent me some pictures this morning of the main street of Mareeva on Saturday or Sunday morning. The smashed windows, the ATM smashed up and down the street of Mareeva, and he says a lot more, but I'm not in a position to read what he said. But, yeah, I mean, on and on it goes in Mareeva, in Cairns, here in Caranda, anywhere you want to go, on and on it goes. And I don't understand how people can put their politics in front of plain straight out humanity to look after our old, our sick, our infirm, our children and all the rest of it. I don't know how they can put their politics in front of humanity, but they can do it. Anyhow, John, I've had me whinge. I'm just so frustrated, and I again applaud someone like Dave Raymond.
Yeah.
I try to tread the middle road of the political path, but it's been impossible the last couple of years.
Yes.
But I hope like bloody hell that people like Dave Raymond make it, or if they don't make it, that the government of the day wakes up and engages them, engages their experience.
This has just taken a breath away of me, and I'm sure a hell of a lot of listeners really appreciate your courage, Ken. That's Ken Harley. He's up there at Mareeva. You've got some comments on what he's had to say. If you've got some comments regarding fundamentally a condemnation there of the whole system, it is just outrageous that people in positions of authority allow this to go on.